Wasn't here with us last week. We're on a bit of a series through the summer of being refreshed and staying refreshed. It's the challenge for every Christian to be refreshed, to stay refreshed. And we see a lady here, the Samaritan woman at the well that met Jesus in a difficult situation. We said last week how she had issues. She was a Samaritan woman, which Samaritans and Jews didn't mix, and it was really severe. You think about the racial tensions it's been in America, close up to home as well. We've got Catholic-Protestant divide, so big, but yet this was a Samaritan woman. A woman would have been a second-class citizen anyway, and then she was a fallen Samaritan woman. She had five marriages, and the person that she has was gone. We at the time wasn't her husband, but yet scripture records that Jesus had to go to Samaria. He didn't have to go to Samaria, but he had to go to meet that lady. There was otherwise a gone ruin in getting to far he wanted to go. And we spoke about it at our lowest ebb. If we want to be people that are refreshed and to stay refreshed, we need to recognize that at our lowest ebb, at our most weariest time, no matter what tags we carry, no matter how many times we've been written off, at that time, we're at a Samaria time in our life, Jesus wants to meet us. And it's easy to think that he loves us and wants to be with us from church attendance as well, the devotion time as well, that we've got a heart of worship. But it's difficult to forget that at a time when we're in a dry season, that we feel like giving up, it's easy to forget that Jesus still wants to be with us. So the first thing we needed to get to be refreshed and to stay refreshed is understand that Jesus is always wanting to meet us at our time of need. And I'll not go through the whole scripture this week for the sake of time. But just to give an overview, this lady was in dire need of satisfaction, and Jesus comes on the scene and he simply changes everything. She's simply out looking for some water. She's at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, which would have been the hottest point of the day. She was supposed to be there on her own, but yet she met Jesus. He told her things about her life that nobody else could have knew. And then he revealed, look, I am the Messiah. And she went and she led her whole town to Jesus. She's a woman that came from being really weary and tired and having issues to a woman on fire for Jesus. How quickly things can change in the kingdom of God. So this, the day I'm speaking about, knowing the one that we speak to. John chapter 5, let me just read a portion for verse 4. He had to go through Samaria on the way. Eventually, he came to the Samaritan village of Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired from the long walk, sat wearily beside the well about noontime. Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water. Jesus said to her, please give me a drink. Verse 8, he was alone at the time because his disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She said to Jesus, you're a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink? And Jesus replied, if you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you living water. I remember being at a men's conference and Dave Campbell touched on this. And it gives men a license to not shop. Hallelujah. Or woman, a licensed native shop. Is there any more scunnered shoppers out there? Come on. Yes, let me see those hands. Two hands. If I had three hands, I'd be putting up three hands. I am the world's worst shopper. And then I can't why Isabel puts up with me sometimes in the shops, because I just want to get out of there before I even enter the shop. And she does get scunnered with me because everything's fine. So she huds up Clyde's for the bearings. How is this? Is this good? Is this bad? She's won an opinion. It's fine. Let's get out of here. It's fine. That's dress for a marriage for her, of course. How does it look? It's fine. It's fine. Spire, it's fine. And it says because men are built and made to be hunters. So our thing is just to go in, grab and go. We can, before we get in, exactly the fit we need. And we can the price or are willing to pay for it before we go in. We go directly to it. And then if it's fit we need at the price, grab it and get out of here. We're hunters, aren't we? And so I've this comparing prices, comparing styles. Not for me. Some men might be at it, but not for me. But here we have Jesus, fully man. Hallelujah. Fully God. In verse 8, he was alone at the time because he had sent his disciples into the village to buy some food. This is my Jesus. He would rather sit outside the realm of shopping with a Starbucks, speaking to a lady trying to get her saved, and he sent his disciples in to do the shopping. Isn't Jesus good? It's my type of Jesus that would sit, I would prefer to sit as well, outside the realm of shopping. Hebrews, as far as there was a Christian cafe, I'd rather sit there and send Isabel in to do the shopping. So the next time men, women try to drag you to do the shopping, just say, I'm going to be like Jesus. I'm going to send you in, and I'm going to stay and be refreshed. Hallelujah, I'll get that for free. I stole it for Dave Campbell. That was pretty good. But then the conversation starts with this lady. And the woman was surprised because she was a Samaritan and the Jews didn't speak to Samaritans. And she was quite surprised, but Jesus replied and he said these words, if only you knew the gift God has for you and you knew who you are speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you something. And I got to thinking the importance of knowing far we speak to, far we pray to. It's very important you know who you're speaking to. I remember one of my biggest mistakes we asked was at Gibbon Allison's wedding, 3rd anniversary. Hallelujah. Happy anniversary. I was at their wedding. I love to speak to folk. You meet new people and things like that. And there was a person on my table. That's quite a funny story, actually. And he says, it's all right, nobody's got to get embarrassed apart from yourself, Gibbon Allison. And he met us lad, and I was convinced that I knew him. I'm good with faces, I'm not so good with names. And I recognized this lad. And he says to me, he says, I know you, but you know me, for am I? I says, well, he kens for I am, and surely I ken for he is. And I knew his face, I recognized his face, I recognized his hair. I says, look, I do know you. 100%. I can't mind your name, though. And he says, oh, well, you definitely can, ma. Take a guess. And you'll probably get it right because you definitely can me. Or you should, anyway. I thought, oh, he is right. I do can him. I said, I definitely recognize your face. I'm struggling with your name. He says, I'll give you a clue. I says, go for it. Because I'm really struggling here. He said, ice cream. Immediately I thought, I can't exactly what it is. I says, Johnny Bukowski. I've never seen you in ages. He says, no, Peters. I was convinced that was Johnny Bukowski, wasn't it? Biggest mistake. He was fine with it. We sat on the same table. But it was quite embarrassing. Because you have to understand when you're speaking to someone, what it is you speak to. And you had this lady there had no idea that she was speaking to God, that she was speaking to Jesus, that she was speaking to somebody that could completely transform her life. How do you be refreshed and stay refreshed? We need to know who it is that we speak to when we speak to Jesus. This lady hadn't a clue. But how about you? We come, we pray, we testify, we worship. But do you know if that is we speak to? Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Josiah. This is Jesus. Not just somebody that loves us and cares for us. He is the author of life. He is the one that in times of weariness, we can look to for life, for freedom. Do we know who we speak to? Do we still know as a church of the living God? For as we worship, that He is all-powerful. Do we still see Jesus as all-powerful? He created the universe. It's amazing. I love clear nights. You can look up and you can see the stars. And to think that our Jesus, everything was created by Him, for Him, through Him. This is Jesus, all-powerful. He created humanity. He breathed life into dust, and there was Adam and Eve. And He says, go, be fruitful, and multiply. He created plants and animals. He just spoke the sun into being, put the moon there, the stars. He calls them all by name, and everything is sustained by the power of His word. He is all powerful. He's not in a battle with the devil, is He? All conquering, all powerful, life force giver. He is light and He is life. 1 John, God is light. In Him is no darkness whatsoever. Do we recognize His majesty, His sovereignty, His power, His authority? Do we still recognize as the people of God, Father, it is that we speak to? He's all powerful. He's all knowing. There is nothing that God has yet to learn. He is God, and there is no other. He is Creator God, which is a battle of the mind sometimes, isn't it, to think nobody created God. That was my first question when I was an atheist. Who created God then? Because whoever created God, He's God. But we have this idea that everything is created because everything we see is created. This building was created. I was created. This banner was created. That radiator was created. We are tuned to think that everything is created. Yet Creator God, He's just Creator God. And He initiates creation. And He's altogether wonderful, altogether powerful. Yet He stooped low in the form of Jesus, related Himself to humanity so that He could be found weary at a well. He's so full of compassion and love for His creation. Do we know who it is that we speak to? That He loves us so much that He was willing to become human, to give up His divine rights, to say cheerio to heaven for 33 years, so that when He was beaten, He could feel it. When He was nailed on the cross, it was an angel getting nailed. He could feel it. And He did it for you. Do you know who it is that you speak to? It's important we get that we know who we speak to. He's tamed our heart. The power of the resurrection, His ascension. The one that sticks closer than a brother. He can sympathize with us. He's been through some of the same things that we've been through. His love goes on for everlasting to everlasting. The righteous one, the glorious one, the warrior. Justice is His name. Because Jesus says this to the woman, if only you knew what it is you speak to, you would ask Me, and I would give you something. I would give you living water. I would give you something so special that you wouldn't try and find satisfaction in relationships. You'd find satisfaction in your Creator. You'd find satisfaction in Jesus Christ. Are you tired, people? Are you weary? Do you know who it is we speak to? Do you know who it is we pray to? Someone that is so willing to help. We see him through the Gospels. He helped the widows. He helped the blind people. He helped the deaf. He helped the mute. He helped the poor. He helped the beggar. He sat with sinners. He was there for adulterers. He was there for prostitutes. He was there for the Samaritans. He was there for religious leaders. Didn't I forget Nicodemus that met him in the middle of the night? He was there for people because he's seen people as people. Do we still know who it is that we speak to? Jesus Christ, the lover of our souls. Jesus says, if you only knew who it was that you spoke to, you would be asking me for something and I would give. Church, do we know who it is that we worship, that we speak to? Because Jesus says, if you only knew who it was, how much I loved you, how powerful I am, if you only knew, you would ask me and I would give you. So Jesus invites us in. To request. Recognize people. Fat as we speak to, Jesus only willing to help, and he has the power to do it. Then I make the mistake I did. And they recognize, and fat is I was speaking to and making mistakes. We need to know if fat is that we speak to. Is your idea or Jesus that even though he's that powerful, he doesn't really want to help me? He's a bit grippy. He's too involved with other people's life to recognize what's going on in my life. He's all-powerful, yet he's all-knowing. And he says that's marvelous words. He says, if you only knew, you would just ask, and I would give you. One of the most polite things people say is just, you just need to ask, I'll help you. Isn't it amazing when people say that to you? Like, that's a commitment. Just ask, and I'll do it for you. Maybe they're more capable. Maybe they've got the right tools to do it. Andra is our resident burner. If you need something burned, see Andra. The kids are having a lovely time with him this summer. If you need something scrapped, just ask. Just ask. If we could do it for you, you'll do it. And there's other people within this room that have said, just ask. And if I came to Andra and says, and he says, how's it going this week? I said, last week's been horrible. I thought, why? Well, a team doing a shed, and they wanted to transport it to the skip, and was cut up, and I put all the weight in my car, my family car. I've scratched it to bits. Went back and forth to that skip for 3 days, just trying to break up my shed into little bits, and scratched that seat to bits. I've been there, I've done that. I'm telling you, that is not a good conversation to hear with your wife. Because, yeah, well, I've been stressed too. Isabel's getting on my case because our car's scratched. I'm sure Andra would say this. You should have just asked. You're crazy, I've got a truck here. I like fires. We could have got the marshmallows out and we could have done it in a day. If you're doing 3 days wrecking your family car, then there was another solution if you just asked. And yet how much in times in life we have got this Jesus, we care that he cares for us, we care that his heart is warm towards us, yet we go on life and we get tired and we get weary. And we didn't go to the source of life for solutions. We keep going and try and find satisfaction in answers and different things. And we're like a guy, me, kind of skip, getting into trouble, getting tired, getting weary, getting stressed, making a mess of things. Other times there's a solution there, you should have just asked. And if I'd asked somebody that was capable of taking on that burden, it would have been a lot better. And yet, people, we have this Jesus. And if we would just ask, if we would just ask, he says, if you only knew, you would ask, and if you asked, I would have gave you. A key to being refreshed is knowing the one that walks beside us, knowing him. But the second key is this, is that We need to ask him. It says he stands at the door and knocks that we would open. He's speaking to the church. But how easy it is in life just to go on. And you think, well, maybe a self-help book will help me and get me refreshed and get my back on fire. And again, I'm going to a conference in just half an hour and I think, oh, I'll sign up for this conference and that will get my back on track and that'll be the answer. Or I'll just meet up with my good Christian chum and all these things help and all these things are good and well. But yet Jesus is there all the time saying, look, just ask me. And if you would just ask me, you can, my heart is good for you, I'm all powerful, you would recognize this. I would give you living water. I would give you the refreshing touch of the Holy Spirit. I would give you my presence, but because you didn't care for it as you speak to that, you didn't ask me. The heavens are like brass, but people, speaking of the church, may our number one source for life and for love and for refreshing, may it be Jesus Christ. May he be the one we come before and say, I need you, Jesus. I have a lot of things in life and some things I have gotten through prayer and sometimes I scratch my head. Well, what more could I ask for these days? I remember when I was on drugs and crying out to be delivered and in Teen Challenge and you get released from that bondage. And you think, hallelujah, well, I didn't ask for that name there. You get sick and you can that you're asking the Lord to be delivered and you get well. I've got to say as well, divine health is as good as divine healing and divine freedom is as good as him being on drugs and being delivered fair drugs. Maybe that's an exciting story, but we need to rejoice in these things. In a steady job and in divine employment is as good as being unemployed and getting a miracle job. You agree with that? But you go through that, you find I'm delivered for drugs, I'm saved, steady job, and things like that. What more could I ask for? But there's always one thing you can ask for, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you can hear all them things and be weary in life and get tired and get undone again. And Jesus says, look, if you know who I am, just ask and I will give you living water. If I needs more of Jesus. Hallelujah. If I have everything in life, it really doesn't matter. I still need Jesus or I'll get weary. Being delivered for drug addiction and experiences doesn't sustain me. My house doesn't sustain me. Employment doesn't sustain me. The fact that bills get paid is great, but it doesn't sustain me. It's not the answer to my soul. My soul isn't satisfied by them things. My soul still cries out, Father, Father, I need you. But how quickly we can forget that. Jesus says, look, recognize, for it is you speak to ask, and I will give you. The church, we are its properties, and as material things, we are so blessed here. We still need a revival. O living water. We still need the preciousness of the Holy Spirit. We still need to get washed away in the sea of Jesus. We still need the living water. And Jesus says, you find this water, you'll never thirst again. He says, you find this water, and you will stop looking in all the wrong places to be satisfied. And you will recognize what it is you speak to, and you will recognize that you have asked. And I have given you something so precious. It's so simple. Jesus says, you recognize who I am, you ask and I will give you. How many people like me miss the so simple things because you think it can't be that simple? We miss the simplicity of coming before Jesus in times of weariness and saying, I just need you, will you fill me? Because in our minds, we're looking for another logical explanation. We love self-effort and self-dependence and think, well, I need to maybe be a bit better. Maybe I'll put an extra pound in the offering and maybe I'll come back as God blessing me. And Jesus says, none of that. He stands before the church and says, none of that. Just ask. Just if you just asked, what I gave you. If you just ask, church, we But we ask, and Jesus says, if you ask, I'll give you. We think it's got to be something more than that. We need some super spiritual person to lay their hands on me. And Jesus says, yeah, I need that. You just ask me, I'll give you living water. That's my promise. I will deposit on you living water, refreshing. You will be refreshed. I'm able to refresh you. If you only knew how much I loved you, I'm able to refresh you. And the amazing thing about God and Jesus is that he's able to give without subtracting for himself. If you needed a fiver and I was to take out in my pocket a fiver, and you were lucky enough that I would give you, I would give you that fiver, but then I've subtracted a fiver from my account. Jesus says, I'm going to give you, and it doesn't take nothing away. If I am still God. There's no living water missing for heaven. It's still me. It's still if I am, but just ask, and I will give you living water. If I want some of that, if I need some of that, I need some of that. The refreshing touch of the Holy Spirit. This is for this woman found living water. It says she ran away and she left her bucket, she left her rope, and she went into the town of Samaria and told everyone about Jesus. They all came rushing out and a revival started. And she was gone on living water. Let's be refreshed. Just ask. Maybe you're sitting here last week, we said, look, just every eye closed, put your hand up. You don't need me to pray for you. You just need Jesus to touch you. And I'm just going to ask for you simply to respond by standing. There's no music. I don't want this to be about music. Or by creating an atmosphere, because God will bring his own atmosphere. But if you want to recognize and hear that he is the one, he is Jesus, he is life giver, and you want to say, well, I just want to ask him this morning, without anybody laying on hands, so it doesn't come about me. If you want to put yourself in a position, oh, I'm just wanting to ask. And Jesus says, just ask. That's all you need, just ask. You ask, and I'll give. If you're in here this morning, I just want to ask, then please stand with me. Just stand to your feet. And let's just say a prayer. And let's just ask God. Jesus says to a Samaritan woman, he crossed religious tensions, he crossed racial tensions, he crossed divides, and he's seen a woman, he's seen a person that needed refreshed. He's seen a woman mixed up in relationships, he's seen a hurting woman. And yet, Jesus went to her and says, you just need to ask and I will do it. If Jesus can say that to a Samaritan woman that doesn't yet believe in him, how much more will he answer the prayers of the church, his people? We are the family of God that would come before him and simply ask. The church needs a revival. We don't need more things. We need more of his living water, the refreshing touch of Jesus. We need more of his presence. And things will happen. It's not a new strategy. It's just recognizing that we need him. It's marking ourselves vulnerable. So maybe I don't need to ask for you. You just ask him yourself. Just say, Jesus, refresh me. Jesus, I receive the living water. Would you flood this dry and weary land? Would you cure my weariness? Would you cure us of backsliddenness? Would you cure us of hard-heartedness? God, with your arms stretched out, would you pour on me the refreshing touch of the Holy Spirit? We are asking for the living water, the agent for heaven that comes to refresh the people of God, the one that glorifies the name of Jesus. I thank you. We know who we speak to. We know that you are the Christ, the one who takes away the sin of the world, the one who takes away my sin, the one who forgives us and makes us right with the Father. We know who we speak to, the creator of the universe, the all-powerful, all-knowing one. We know who we speak to, the gentle one, with hearts are burdened for his people, the lover of his creation. We know the one who we speak to, and we simply ask, Jesus, would you refresh us? As we stand in unity together as a family of God, would you refresh us and baptize us in the Holy Spirit? Would you glorify your name? May hearts burn for Jesus in your presence. May dryness be swept away in the ocean of his love. For every dry and weary soul, may the refreshing of the living water fall upon him. And may it be within him like a flood, bubbling up to everlasting life. Not just a life that will never end, but a life of everlasting love, everlasting peace, everlasting grace. And God, we take authority and we say, for them that struggle in bondage, would you release a spirit of freedom? For them that go without peace, would you send the peace for heaven? For them that lack joy, God, would you give them joy unspeakable through the Holy Ghost. God, may dreams and visions be released in Jesus' name. Oh, that the heavens would be opened. God, you've done it before. Would you do it again? God, we loose tongues of fire. Hallelujah. Tongues of fire in your presence, that people would speak in new tongues. They would praise in new tongues. God, it says, when you ascended, Jesus, you left gifts in your trail. Unconditional gifts. We release the gifts of heaven in Jesus' name. God, that people would move in their healing ministries. That people would move in their gifts of wisdom. Oh, how we need divine wisdom in the church today. God, for them, we bless our gifts of service. Release again the gifts of service to the church, that the church would be known for simply serving this community. Oh, would you refresh us with the very hand of Jesus. God, there is so much work yet to do. There's so much missions to go on. There's so many people needing saved. There's so many poor to help. Yet right now, would you simply refresh us? We receive for the very person of Jesus Christ, the living water. And I pray as we go out here, we'd be a people that is stood under the water for Jesus. Is stood under without holding an umbrella. Stood under the very refreshing touch for heaven. We ask for living water. And we are so excited to receive it. May you be our satisfaction. Radically transform lives in Jesus' name. Amen. And may your presence go with us. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thanks again for being so good listeners. Be refreshed. A great week. There's a Filipino service here at 2 o'clock if you want to come along for that. Class dismissed. Neither am I ending it. God bless you again. We really appreciate everybody that comes along. And this shows why some people would come along to listen to little old me. But yet we are blessed. Me and Isabel are blessed by the continual support of this church. And we thank you for even this time of breaks and holidays, even messages come of support. God bless you.